Good times. Builds character. No, nope, she didn't. She was like, I'm out. You're on your own. What's that? Nope. Amen. We're going to go over a little bit of what we went over last Wednesday. Mixing faith with the Word of God. Amen. Amen. Father God, we love, thank you, praise you, magnify your holy name, and we thank you for another opportunity, Father God, to be able to gather around the Word with like believers, to be able to feed our faith on the Word of God, Father God, so that we don't have to live a defeated life, but we're able to live a victorious life every single day, that we don't have to try to do this on our own, Father God, because you sent the Helper, the Holy Ghost, the standby, the Helper, the Advocate, the Counselor, the Comforter, the Teacher, so that we don't, like I said, so that we don't have to do this by ourselves, but Father God, that he will help us through our entire life, and we don't have to continually go to the natural things of life, but we can just rely on the Holy Ghost, which is on the inside of us, Father God, and he'll continue to teach us and to lead us in the Word of God, by the Word of God. And so we thank you for it, Father God. Not what I'd have to say this evening, but everything that you would have for this congregation. Not my will, but your will, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, my tongue will be as the pen of a ready writer, bringing forth truths from your word this evening. In the mighty name of Jesus, everybody agreed, said,
Amen.
Amen. All right. Go over to Hebrews 4:2. We'll start there, please. Hebrews 4:2. What? Oh. I needed to move them. All right, Hebrews 4:2. And while y'all go there, I'm going to Hebrews 3:17. No, I'm going to Hebrews 4:2. Sorry. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being what? In them that heard it. Amen. In them that heard it. So that lets us know a few things that we can, once we hear the word, if we believe it, we can mix faith with it. We know how to mix faith with it, right? Your tongue is the mixer, correct? Yes. Y'all remember that? Your tongue is the mixer. Amen. But it lets us know that you can also hear the word of God and not believe it, and it will not affect your life at all.
That's correct.
That's right. Yep. One iota. I mean, we see it a lot, right? Because a lot of people say, well, healing's not for, well, I shouldn't say a lot of people. Some people might still say that, you know, if it's God's will to heal, or healing's not for us today, some people might believe that. But yet the Word of God says that Jesus died so that we wouldn't have to deal with any sickness or disease.
Yes. Yep.
So see, people can hear that and be like, well, you know, they told me a long time ago that God doesn't heal everybody. Well, where did they get that from?
Uh-huh.
Because it's not from the Word of God. Once again, we got to base everything off the Word of God. What does the Word of God say about it, right?
Okay.
Amen. Turn over to Romans 10:9, please. Remember, we talked about some reasons you should confess the word of God. One of them was Mark 11:23, right? And then Matthew 12:34, 2 Corinthians 4:13. Now we'll read Romans 10:9. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and thou shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Amen. Notice that you'll have to confess. Right? So what are you doing then? You're using your what? Mouth. You got to believe it as well. Right? So you can't just get saved just because you believe it. Amen. You have to confess it. Amen. Now I'll go over to James 2:26, please. I wrote down, notice that the word is in your mouth first and then in your heart, from Romans, right? And then we will not rise any higher than our confession. I'm going to sound like I'm in a bubble. Amen. We will not rise any higher than our confession. Amen. James 2:26, it says, for as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without what?
Works is
dead also. Amen. When we are proclaiming God's word, it creates a divine energy of God and causes the manifestation of God's promise in your life. Amen. So when we're proclaiming God's word, it creates a divine energy of God and causes the manifestation of God's promise in your life. Amen. John 6:63, please. It is a spirit that quickeneth the flesh. Quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are
spirit.
And they are amen. Your words are spirit and they are life. I wrote this, your words are the spirit and life of your faith. Amen. Your words are the spirit and the life of your faith. Amen. Because if you really don't believe it, then you're really not going to talk about it. You're really not going to say nothing about it. You're not. Because if you really believe something from the Word of God, that's going to be on your mouth quite a bit. That's why a lot of people, you know, when they believe so much in the pandemic, that's all they talked about. That is all they talked about. They believed that much in it. They put that much stock in it. They put that much faith in it. Why? Because it's something they constantly listened to. Something they constantly fed on. Well, you know, I got to listen to the news for my job. I don't think I would. Why? Do we or do we not have the Holy Ghost on the inside of us? That's just where I'm at with it. And if you got to listen to something... Because here's the deal. The things on there are going to affect you if you let them. And if you're not feeding your faith on the Word of God, and so you're constantly listening to the news every day, you really think you're going to get anywhere. You're constantly, that's going to be the first thing on your mind constantly is the news now. Not the Word, the news, because that's what you're feeding the most on. See, whatever we're feeding the most on is constantly going to be in the forefront of our mind. Constantly. Constantly. How we grew up, that'll be in the forefront of your mind constantly. That's why we have to deal with lack mentalities. That's why we have to deal with the healing's not for everybody mentalities. That's why we have to deal with, well, you know, I'm in this lower bracket, so I can't have that.
Amen.
Who said that?
Yeah.
What's that based off of? And where's the scripture at that says you can't have that because of your tax bracket or because of what you make or because you're on Social Security? Amen. These are a lot of things that we have to deal with naturally and take care of them. But if we're not feeding our faith on the Word of God, then that's going to dominate our lives. And you'll see it dominating people's lives because they won't, well, like Steve was talking about, they'll wash Ziploc bags to reuse. If that's where you're at, think, okay, that's fine. But don't stay there. That's the thing. You know, because me and Chelsea, we was there whenever we first got married, but we didn't stay there. We didn't. But it took something on our part to do something. We had to do something. We couldn't just sit there and go, okay, God, you know what we need. I don't know. It's funny how sometimes whenever we get saved, we get lazy. And then we just go, okay, God, you know. Well, if you ever read the Word of God, it talks about saying a lot. Saying a lot, not going, God, you know. Amen. All right. 1 Thessalonians, let's go over there. 2:13 in the Amplified, please. First Thessalonians 2:13. Almost didn't get Thessalonians out. Tongue got stuck on it. And we also are especially thank God, and we also especially thank God continually for this, that when you received the message of God, which you heard from us, you welcomed it. It's a big key. Big key. Well, I just don't believe that. That's not how I was taught growing up. Here's the deal. The Word of God says it. I'm going to have to let go of what I thought I knew growing up. Yes. Amen. From us, you welcomed it, not as the word of what? A mere men. Yeah, amen. But as it truly is, the word of God, which is effectually at work in you, it is what? I would make a highlight of that as well. Because can it be in work in you if it's not in you? So can it work in you if it's not in you? Amen. Having some weights at the house, will they help me if I just walk by them every day? I could even sit on the bench and go, whew, these are some good weights I have here. I think I sat here long enough. Maybe it did something. That's how some people think about the Word of God, though. Amen. Which is fiction. I really like teaching on Wednesdays, by the way. I really do. Amen. It's a lot easier. Holy Ghost helps us a lot. He really does. Amen. Which is effectually at work in you who believe, exercising its what? In those who what? Amen. Exercising its superhuman power. Amen. Daniel was a great example of that. Samson was a great example of that. The ability of God on them. Superhuman power. Who else is chased down a lion in here? Or killed thousands of men with the jaw of a donkey? Jawbone of a donkey, just warm, slick, was ready for him. Amen. You think that would happen without the Word of God on the inside of you? Amen. It's the Word of God that's going to be alive in you, and that's going to produce the things in you that you need. Amen. But if we're constantly talking the way of the world and what's going on with the world, we're going to constantly talk ourselves in depression, to be honest with you. Because we're going to get to where we're going to be like, I don't even know what we're going to do now. I mean, the market's down. This is down. The banks are closing everywhere. They're going to take all the money. We're going to wind up depressed, sad, not knowing what to do in life now. Thinking about going and living off-grid. I'm going to be real honest with y'all. If I wanted to do that, then I'd have been born way back before AC and all that good stuff. I like all the things we have. Amen. And thank God that he allowed me to be alive right now to enjoy them. Amen. Can you imagine riding a horse everywhere or walking everywhere you need to go with no AC? I'm all right. I'm good. Let's go over to Matthew 12, please. Pull this up in the Amplified as well. Matthew 12, 36. But I tell you, on the day of judgment, men will have to give account for what?
Every idle.
It says inoperative, non-working. Then what?
Word they speak.
Yep. Next verse, please. For by your... For by your what?
Words.
You will be what?
Justified.
And by your words, you will be what?
Condemned
and sentenced. Amen. So, every idle word simply means non-productive. Right?
Yes.
Amen. I agree. These are words that you speak... That you speak but don't believe. These are words that you speak but don't believe. For example, some people say that they're dying to see a movie, or they're dying to see this concert, or they're dying to go on vacation, right? They really don't mean they're dying, but if they say it anyways to emphasize the importance of it. Right? Every time we say things that we don't really mean, it begins to numb our heart. Amen. Unconsciously, each idle word is making it just a little bit harder to believe what we say will actually come to pass whenever we really mean it. So unconsciously, each idle word is making it just a little bit harder to believe what we say will actually come to pass whenever we really mean it.
Yes, amen.
Amen. So unconsciously, every time we talk about, say, an idle word, it's making it just a little bit harder to believe what we say will actually come to pass whenever we really mean it.
Yes.
Right? I looked up the word inoperative, meaning of that, and that said not capable of being used. It also means having no force or effect. Amen. Jesus certainly used the power of his words and used them to change the natural things around him. Right? Let me read this to you. God actually created everything with words. He spoke creation into existence, and the substance of his faith manifested into what we can see. The word of God has unlimited power. Amen. So everybody have a Bible or a Bible app. All those words in that Bible have unlimited power. Every word in here has unlimited power. And see, I don't think we really realize that. Because if we really understood that, that would be the first thing on our mouth every day.
Amen.
Not doubt, not fear, and not worry, and not talks of defeat, but talks of victory. Not talks of getting laid off or not doing very good, but talks of promotion and living in overflow.
Amen.
Every word There was one day, I was working at the mine, I was driving a truck, and I got pretty sick, and I got these scriptures, healing scriptures and prosperity scriptures and stuff on a paper. And so I got the healing scriptures, and every time I'd start getting loaded, I'd pull my paper out of my pocket, and I'd start reading all the healing scriptures, just sit there and read them. And then whenever I got full, I'd put it back in my pocket. I'd drive down. I'd go dump it. While I was dumping it, I'd pull them out, and I'd read the healing scriptures. It didn't take long till every symptom left my body.
Amen.
I had to stay at it, though. And I did notice that whenever, here's a great example. There was this minister. He had something was wrong with his heart. He had a heart attack or something like that. And so he was believing God for his healing. And he ended up, this other minister came to him, and they were going to go up this mountain, just go hike and stuff. And so the minister said whenever they started hiking that his heart really just kind of started hurting real bad. He said, and so whenever that happened, I started meditating on the Word of God.
Amen.
He said, whenever I started meditating on the Word of God, every symptom left my body.
Amen.
He said, and then I'd get some relief, and me and this other minister, we'd start talking. And once we started talking about natural things, my heart would start hurting again. He said, and so I'd start meditating on the healing scriptures again. And every single time I'd get back on the healing scriptures, meditating them, every symptom would leave my body.
Amen.
He said, and then whenever we'd start talking, I'd get back in the natural, the symptoms would come back on my body. And so it took me a little bit to see the full manifestation of it, but I stayed with the healing scriptures, and I didn't get mad and go, well, God.
Amen.
Amen. The Word of God has unlimited power. Each word is a little capsule filled with faith. Each word is a little capsule filled with faith, waiting for believers to release it in our hearts and speak it with our mouths.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am. Each word is a little capsule filled with faith, waiting for believers to release it in their hearts and speak it with their mouths. See, what have I been releasing in my bank account? What have I been releasing on my kids? What have I been releasing in my health, over my body? What have I been releasing over my house? What have I been releasing at my job? Well, they just don't give nobody raises around here. I don't know why nobody likes me. Amen. All right. Amen. Each word is like a little capsule filled with faith, waiting for believers to release it in their hearts and speak it with their mouths. Each word, and even a word and, a word a, the begets. Because if each word is filled with the power of God, then it's unlimited. It's an unlimited power of God is in each word. And if I treat it like that, there'll be something different from now on. There really would be if I truly believed that. Amen. Because, I mean, God gave us the word so that we could live in victory every single day. Correct? So then it's got to be full of power then. It's got to have that. It's got to have the unlimited power to it. If that's what God gave us to feed on to help us in life.
Amen.
Never let your eyes see determine what your heart believes. Amen. Never let what your eyes see determine what your heart believes. Amen. Turn over to Mark 4:35, please. You can pull that up in the King James. Mark And the same day when the eve was come, he said unto them, let us pass over to the other side. And when they sent him, multitude took him, even as he was in the ship, and there also in the other little ships. And there arose a great storm, wind and waves beat up the ship, so that it was now full. And it was howling upon his ship, asleep on a pillow, and awakened him, saying, Master, carest thou not that we what? Carest thou not that we what? Carest thou not that we what?
Perish.
Is that an idle word?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. Because did God say, Jesus tell them that they're going out on the water to die?
No.
What did he say in verse 35? See, an idle word, let me read it to y'all again. An idle word is a non-productive word. These are words that's people speak and don't believe, right? Another definition I looked up, where'd it go? What did y'all do with it? Appreciate it. Oh, here it is. I found it. Nobody panic. All right. Also, an operative word, which is also so an idle word. It's non-productive. It's an inoperative. Means not capable of being used, right? Having no force or effect, right? Not capable of being used. An idle word simply means a non-productive word. Non-productive word, something that is not doing nothing for you. Okay, and then they woke him up, said, Master, carest thou not that we what? Is that an idle word? Why is it an idle word? Non-productive word. What's the productive word? We're going to the other side. The productive word is, I command you, peace be still.
Amen.
That's why Jesus was amazed at them. What happened to y'all? I told y'all we're going to the other side. I laid down. Y'all seen the miraculous happen every day. The miraculous happens constantly. Over in John 6, where it talks about, hey, you remember he asked Philip, how are we going to feed him? And he asked him to see what he was going to do. And Philip's like, well, what's 200 penny worth of bread? How are we going to feed everybody? He just did that to see what he'd do. And him saying that, was that not a word? Going, how are we going to feed everybody? Was you not there whenever they just fed everybody else the other times? And then the Israelites, let's go over to Canaan, and then they complained about food, and so then they had food every morning, and then they complained about meat, and then it talks about that quail came in waist deep, and then they didn't have any water, and so water came out of a rock for millions of people. And then they said, We be not able. We can't do it. Is that not a word? Well, you know, I'm too sick to go today. Well, I can't afford this. I'm just telling you some words that we stopped using in our house, me and Chelsea, like the word expensive. Because that's saying that, I looked it up one day, and it's saying that there's nothing or anybody or enough money that'd be able to purchase this.
Wow.
And I thought we served a God that created the earth and
Amen.
All the gold and all the silver. So to tell my kids that something's expensive is saying God is not big enough to supply our need to get this. And so now I'm creating something in my kids saying that God does not have unlimited power. There's some things that you can't have. And so now I'm creating a bad habit for the kids. Now I'm creating some falseness in the kids. But to tell them, you want that? I might not have the funds for it right now, but you find some scripture. And if you need some help, let us know. This is what we tell the kids. You let us know and we'll believe God with you that you can get this.
Right.
We don't say the words expensive. Because that's saying that there's nothing, there's not enough money in the world to purchase whatever you need or whatever you're going after. I looked it up one day. It's just really shocking because me and Chelsea heard a couple say that. I was like, y'all just being petty until I looked it up. Whenever you start thinking about it, all these words, how much God talks about your words and things like that, it really starts making sense whenever you really start looking at it and studying it. It really does. Because then idle words saying, well, you know, I don't feel good. Is that an idle word? Because now we're saying that there was no reason for you to go to the cross, Jesus. There was no reason for you to take all that because I'm sick. I know that what you did so I could be healed, but it didn't work for me. Because now we don't have enough word in us, but we got enough world in us. Amen. So we got to make adjustments. All of us do. Look, I'm not the best. I'm not. Amen. God's helping me every day. Trust me. Holy Ghost is teaching me every day, just like he's teaching y'all. Amen. It's a progression deal that we continually walk through. Amen. Thank God for his help, helping us, right? Amen. So whenever he said, let us go over the other side, it's an idle word. It's a non-productive word. It's not capable of being used. See, God couldn't do nothing with that. He can't, because you're telling him, we're just going to die, God, this is it. But God is looking for a faith-filled word so that he's able to move and help. And if his word is full, little capsules of faith waiting on us to be released through our mouths, then I need to be speaking the word of God. What did the woman with the issue of blood do? See, she heard the word, unlimited power. Right? Yes. She heard the words. She obviously heard that Jesus is healing people. Right? Yes. She obviously heard it. What'd she do? That can't be so. There's no way. There's no way that that somebody can do that. I've been to all these doctors. None of them can do nothing. She got after it. And why we wait until we just in dire need sometimes, I don't know. If we can just get it ahead of time, amen. But sometimes we wait a little long, but hey, we're all learning, amen. I mean, we'll do it once, and then we're like, you ain't doing that again, right? Amen. But she kept saying faith-filled words. I'll touch his garment, I'll be whole. If I could just touch his garment, I'll be whole. If I just touch his garment, I'll be healed. Amen. This is it. Amen. This is it. Amen. If I just touch his garment, I'll be healed.
Amen.
She kept saying faith-filled words.
Yes,
amen. So we got to make sure that we're focused on that and not focused on the fake. The fake, the non-productive, the useless words, right? Let's just real fast go over to Psalms 91, please. Pull it up in the Passion. This is a good one to go over. When you sit enthroned under the shadow of Shaddai, you are hidden in the strength of God Most High. Amen. If right there at enthroned, there's a letter A by it. If you hit it, it says, or you who sits enthroned, the Hebrew word YASHAB is often associated with one seated as royalty. As one seated as royalty. And where are we seated? At the right hand of God? Amen. He is the hope that holds me, hope that holds me and the stronghold to shelter me, the only God for me and my great confidence. He will rescue you from every hidden trap of the enemy. Every hidden trap of the enemy. Amen. If you got time, just go through that. Just go through it slowly and read it. And then if you need some healing scriptures, find some healing scriptures. And walk around with them on a 3x5 card. And meditate them. Go over them. Go over prosperity scriptures. Go over victory scriptures. Amen. Find out who you are in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. Because the Word of God will definitely help you. That's it. The Word of God will help you every single time. But are we using it? Are we using it? Amen. All right. Did y'all get anything? Amen. Well, thank God for the Holy Ghost, because I didn't give you nothing. Amen. Father God, we love, thank you, praise you, magnify your holy name, and we thank you for your word. We will be doers of the word, not hearers only. We give you all the praise, the honor, and glory for it. In the name of Jesus, everybody agreed, said?